When this boy meets world.
Feeny, you here, sit down.
Eric, don't use that
Dean
tone.
Bolander.
Okay, what you got?
How old are you now, Mr. Feeny? What, 90 and 100?
100. What do you want?
Not what I want, it's what you want, but you're not going after.
Eric, my relationship with Dean Bolander will proceed at my pace, not yours.
You are such a scaredy cat. I mean, here's a woman that you've obviously got the hots for, and you're not going to do anything about it.
Mr. Matthews, don't reduce my feelings for the woman to the hots. Unless, of course, she used that term.
Mr. Feeny, you've been good to me over the years. You taught me everything I never paid attention to. It's payback time.
Oh, no. No, no. No payback time. I don't want it.
It's out of your hands,
Eric,
Feeny. Sorry. Out of your hands, Feeny.
Eric. Dean Bolander is the kind of woman that you have to romance slowly, carefully, like an orchid. I'm a gardener. I know these things.
Stop selling me, girls. I like the man very much. But he needs to pick up the pace of this dance.
Isn't there anything to be said for the old-fashioned approach?
Yeah. Oh, no, he needs to do something. He needs to express his feelings. Goodness knows I've been dropping the man hints left and right.
Well, maybe you're being too subtle.
I hiked up my skirt at the seminar.
Damn.
Feeny, the time is now. Every second you wait is another clogged artery.
My cholesterol level is high.
George, if not now, when?
Now.
That's right. You are the man. You are the man.
Oh, will you get lost?
I'm lost. I'm lost. Just bring her home. Just bring her home.
Excuse me. Dean Bolander.
Yes?
There's something that I have been meaning to say to you.
There she is, Lila Bolander, the eighth wonder of the world!
Curtis!
He must know her.
Curtis, what's it been? 15 years?
All this time, I'm running around the world digging up bones, and you're here, not aging a day. Doesn't seem fair, but I like it.
Relax, this guy's got nothing.
I want you to meet someone. George, this is my colleague and friend, George Feeny.
Kurt Kincaid, put it there.
A pleasure, Mr. Kincaid.
Oh, come on, what's with the mister? It's Dr. Dr. Kincaid.
Curtis is in town to speak at our science seminar. He's made some top-secret find in Africa.
Oh, just a little something that will change the course of the new millennium.
So then you are an archaeologist.
Oh, George, please, that makes me feel like a geezer with a compass. I prefer a fortune hunter, adventurer, or my personal favorite, Lila's ex-husband.
Ex, no problem.
But I'm here to win her back.
You know what? You've been alone this long. How about, you know, like a puppy?
And the man stepped in between them. And the course of true love for one of our own may have forever been altered by this schivosa.
Why do you come to us now?
On this,
the day of our bake sale.
Well, because this just happened like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, what do you need?
I need for you to do me this favor.
You need me to do you this favor. You never invited me into your home. You never invited me for a cup of coffee.
Yes, I know, and for this, I am sorry. But we must help Feeny. But he mustn't know that it is us. This is the biggest job we've ever attempted to pull off. I come to you with my hat in my hand.
It's my hat.
It's my hand. Are you in or are you out?
Eric, we're flattered to come to us. But look around. We're legitimate now.
We're in the bake sale business.
Guys, it's Feeny. He's family. This may be his one chance at true love.
Eric, I just spent $68 traveling around this country. I learned a few things about life.
Why don't you tell him what you learned, John?
learned to be at peace with myself. I like looking over my shoulder and not worrying about who's coming after me. These schemes and capers I used to hatch, they only lead to despair. That's what I learned. I also learned never to park a trailer across a railroad track when that thing is down.
Besides Eric, I hit a teacher, remember? The dean put me on probation. I do one thing wrong. I'm out of here.
Don't you think that Feeney can take care of himself?
I'm ashamed. I am ashamed to call you guys my brother and Sean.
He ate the paper. What's the matter?
Jack, you know, I really love this, but have you noticed that this is all we do?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah, it is great, Jack, but I want more.
Oh, thank you. Well, more is right this way.
Oh, Jack, no, I mean, I want us to be a couple.
We are a couple.
I want to go out, Jack. We haven't gone out since we become a couple. I mean, why don't we ever go anywhere?
We go plenty of places. First we went there, and then we went there, and now we're going to go up there.
Jack, I want to be with people. I want to go dancing.
Let's go to the movies.
The movies are dark, and no one will see us, and I want to show you off. I want to go dancing, Jack. You can dance, right?
Yeah, I can dance.
Great, then we'll go dancing tomorrow night. Oh, Jack, this is going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
So I jump off the cliff, grab hold of a big old branch, Jungle Jim to the river, and never saw Chief Yakuzo's ugly mug again. And the cursed ruby of the Zhao Kwai now resides in the Turkish Museum of Natural History, diagonally across from the Hard Rock Cafe. The end.
Wow.
Hey, whose side do you want?
Well, thank you, Dr. Kincaid, for that vivid story, which provides us with a perfect transition into today's assignment, where on neighboring Crete we will find Sir Arthur Evans excavating at Minoan Knossos beginning in 1899.
You're dying, do something.
We will read what Evans was most interested in excavating and the effect it had on archaeology in the 20th century.
Ponderous, man, ponderous.
George is a fine educator, Curtis.
Sorry. But when you've had these experiences firsthand, it's a little hard to get excited about reading a book. But I suppose reading is a lot safer than actually doing something.
I feel as though this gentleman may require our attention.
Perhaps a lesson in humility?
Something big.
Something spectacular.
Let's not get caught like all the other times, okay?
Johnny, of all the plans we've concocted, this is the best one. And we have concocted some doozies.
And Feeney always caught us.
Yeah, he always had us figured out.
Well, we're in college now. We're older. We're wiser.
You think he's up to the challenge?
It's us against him, living on the edge, babe.
I like when you call me babe.
All right. So, Eric said this guy Curtis stored all the stuff from his last dig here in the science lab.
Yeah, he supposedly got something that's gonna alter the course of the new millennium.
Are we ready to execute phase one of our master plan?
Ready. Let's mess this place up. You know, Shawnee, I honestly don't see how anything could be simpler.
This is child's play. What's this, a brain?
That's gotta be his discovery. He's discovered the world's first brain. This gets out, Finney, he'll never get the dean.
You could get any woman with the world's first brain.
Could I get Topanga?
Yeah, I think you could.
Whoa, hey, that jar's been closed for 5,000 years.
You know, this must be the world's first jar. How do I get this thing open?
Well, here, hand me the rare Phoenician mallet. No. That's an early Egyptian dental tool.
Here we go.
Phoenician piece of crap.
Sean, you broke it. That's not part of the plan.
I'll replace it. I see them all the time at Bed Bath and Phoenician. Here, hand me the Byzantine statue of King Hofferatu. Home Shopping Channel. There's 6 billion of them left.
Wow. The human brain. The thing that separates us from the animals.
Because they would have an animal brain.
Yeah. I hold in my hands the pinnacle of God's creation. Think fast.
You want personality or motor skills?
Energy can be emitted or absorbed by matter, but only in small, discrete units called quanta.
Feeny, stop hiding behind your books!
Also fundamental to the development of quantum physics was the uncertainty principle.
Oh, Feeny, you're in pain.
Eric, you're not even in this class.
Someone who is perfectly fine does not let some world-famous super-duper explorer guy who's 5 times the man you'll ever be swoop in and take your booty.
She is not my booty. And if she was my booty, I would prefer not to talk about my booty in front of the entire class.
Come on, Feeny, everybody knows.
No one knows. I have behaved in a manner befitting a man of my station.
Word salad, Feeny. Okay, who here knows who Feeny loves?
Feeny!
All right, everybody out.
We're just rooting for you, Mr. Feeny. Why won't you make your move?
Eric, in a world that is not run by savages, there is such a thing as decorum. Now, decorum would suggest that a gentleman allow a lady to resolve an old relationship before he engages her in a new one.
Yes, but see, you're already in a new relationship. You're in a triangle, Feeny. And take it from somebody who's been in a triangle before. He who hesitates is lost. Rachel!
Okay. I'm fine, just like you.
Oh, dear, I don't want to be like you.
Corey, look what you did. You had a perfectly good world's first brain, and now look at it.
I'm sorry.
Well, here, just, like, smoosh it back together and put it back in the jar.
I will. You know what? I better hide this because... Uh-oh.
Oh, you broke another jar.
I wonder what was in that one.
Whoa!
That is one angry bee. All right, forget the bee. On to phase two.
Yeah, how about we open a window for some air?
Wait a minute, Sean. Won't opening a window set off an alarm?
Oh, man. We never learn anything, do we?
Now the teacher from next door is going to hear that alarm.
And he's going to come in here all mad.
And I wonder who that teacher's going to be. Oh, no. It's Feeny.
What's going on in here?
Nothing.
We didn't break this stuff.
Well, who did?
You did, and we're telling.
See how good you look.
How you doing?
Okay, something's different.
Yeah, we're going out. Let's go. Hey.
Wait a second. You're tall.
Yeah, so are you. Let's go.
No, I mean, I'm looking straight ahead and suddenly you're in my field of vision. What did you do?
Well, I'm standing up straight. You know, me, I'm a schlump. I'm a real, down looker. Oh, let's go. Hey.
What is on your feet?
My dancing shoes.
Oh, I can't believe this. Jackie, what elevator shoes?
They're not elevator shoes. The guy never called them elevator shoes.
What did he call them?
Manly step-ups.
Oh, Jack!
What?
I can't believe this. That's why you didn't want to go out with me, because you're too embarrassed to be seen with me because I'm so tall.
What are you talking about?
My whole life I've been the tall one, the beanpole.
I never thought that.
Hey, stilts, how's the weather up there?
You're crazy. You know why I didn't want to go out with you? Because I thought they'd say, hey, look at the model with that shrimp.
What are you talking about? You've never been worried about this before when we've been out.
Yeah, but we've only been out as friends and never really thought about this until we got together. You know what, to be honest? I never thought you'd be interested in me.
Well, I am interested in you, Jack. But not in those.
Okay. What? I would love to go dancing.
Really? You mean in front of everybody?
Yes. In front of the whole world. All right, let's dance.
Oh, Jack.
Come on.
Okay.
How you doing?
She's too tall for you.
George!
What? This? I didn't do this.
I mean, you didn't believe them when they told me, but it's hard to argue with something that's right in front of your face.
Yeah, we're just as shocked as you are, Dean.
Oh, now look, this is insane.
Put the brain down!
What in heaven's name were you thinking of when you did this?
I didn't do it. They did it.
Oh, Mr. Feeney. We are insulted. Sean and I have been upstairs selling muffins for the underprivileged.
They were down here with me. Topanga, you wouldn't lie for him. Where was he?
He's been selling muffins all day. So was Sean.
We're legitimate now.
Why did you do this, George?
You know something, Dean? This was simply just an act of love culminating in an act of vandalism. It actually happens all the time.
An act of love? Was this an act of love, George?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, nobody move. Where's my bee?
Bee? What bee?
My bee. It's my discovery.
Uh-oh.
It's an African killer bee. I've been searching for it for years.
Curtis, you've been out of town a little too long. Those African killer bees are swarming all over the country. They're due in Philly next Tuesday.
This bee has a reverse migration pattern. We mate that species with the killer bees that are already here. They start migrating back where they originated from, saving thousands of lives. I could be rich! It's the bee! Everybody relax! I'll kill it! No, don't touch that bee! Oh,
Curtis, no! The statue of King Hafaratu you gave me for our anniversary, it's broken.
What the hell with the statue? This stuff is nothing but junk compared to that bee.
This is junk?
Shh, don't move. The bee's on you.
Oh, Curtis, you know I'm allergic to bees.
Oh, so you puff up for a little while. This is my Nobel Prize.
I don't think so, Curtis. Ow. Oh. I think this belongs to you.
Oh, no.
I'll return the sting as soon as it works its way out of my flesh.
No, don't die. Don't die. Quick, where's the zoology department, huh? Oh, God.
That guy's a dope man.
George, that's the most wonderful thing anybody's ever done for me.
I wouldn't let anything harm you, Lila. I hope you feel the same way about me.
What took you so long, George?
Kisser, Feeney.
This is a beautiful moment.
What's even more beautiful is the first time we've ever gotten away with anything in our lives.
We've washed 734 windows so far.
How did this blow up in our face?
I don't know. We had Feeney scammed.
Yeah, Feeney was nothing. But his chick is tough.
Ouch.
Oh, does it still hurt?
A little.
You want me to?
Oh, please. All better. I want to thank you again for going easy on the boys.
Oh,
George, one of the reasons I was attracted to you was because I've never seen a teacher whose students were willing to go to such lengths to see him happy.
You never actually thought I was the perpetrator?
Oh, well, I have no doubt that you're capable of acting with reckless abandon.
Oh, I am. I am.
Hey!
Oh, this is great, isn't it? I mean, you love him, he loves you, I love you both, we're a triangle. Now, Dean, there's something you should know. Feeny and I like to hang out quite a bit. So if I'm ever around and you guys are getting frisky or whatever it is that you guys do, I'm gonna need some kind of a signal to know that it's my time. This'll work. You know what I was thinking? We are perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hi, Mrs. Bertelsen.
She's too tall for you.
Jack, what's up? Jack, look. We said we were gonna let this bother you, okay?
No problem. I'm okay.
Okay, great.
I hope the cable breaks, Mrs. Bertelsen.
Jack.
Okay.
Why don't we go inside and make a snuggly?
Yes, I'm not too short for that.
I know.
Hey! Hey! Come any closer and I'll club you. She's too tall for you.